Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 74 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. Today's episode will be focused on independent work task for children on spectrum. One of the main goals for all autistic children is to work on independence. Independence in terms of life skills, self-care skills, leisure skills. Working on independent work task also helps in generalization and maintenance of skills a child has already learned. It is a great way to work on work endurance, as many children on the spectrum struggle with task initiation and task completion. There are countless tasks you can use to work with your kids, which are super affordable, and most of the things required are already available around our home or school. The most important thing to remember is these tasks should include the skills which your child has already mastered and should be able to complete independently. These tasks can include the children practicing different skills like fine motor skills, literacy skills, reading, math, communication skills, life skills. If your child has any special interest, you can take that into account and also prepare activities focusing on that particular interest for your child. We can use task cards, adapted books, file folders, matching, sorting, activities for these kind of tasks. These tasks need to be close-ended, meaning they need to have a clear beginning and end. The next thing we need to focus on is that these work tasks have to be age appropriate, meaning we can work on the same skill and differentiate it by the child's age. For example, if you're working on sorting colors for younger kids, they can work on sorting different colored bears. But the same task can be converted into an age appropriate task by having the older kids sort different colored socks. We need some simple supplies to set up this system. We can buy boxes from dollar store or any organization store and set up the work task into it. It will be beneficial to make a mini schedule so the child knows what task they need to do. Make sure you have 10 to 15 tasks per child. You can also number the boxes or put alphabets or letters if your child can read. Or if they cannot read, then you can use different colored shapes with different colors so your child can match the shapes with the colors in the front of the box and work on the task. Have a all done bin so the child can put the finished boxes in it. Second way you can set this up is by using a three drawer system wherein you keep 1 to 3 tasks in separate drawers. The child completes the task and puts the task in the all done bin. It can be in the beginning at the bottom of the drawer or in a separate basket next to it. For very early learners, you can use put in task wherein you can use things which you already have lying around your house. They can put in pom-poms in a bottle, popsicle sticks, paper clips, put coins in a piggy bank. These tasks work on different skills as well as fine motor skills, which many of our children on the spectrum struggle with. The other tasks you can use are putting pegs on a pegboard, stringing beads, putting clothespin on the edge of the container, sorting cutlery, sorting pens versus pencils, sorting office supplies, different put-in tasks, lots of file folders to practice different skills and basic concepts, adapted books, task cards with a dry erase pen or a marker or clothespins, folding towels, sorting laundry, sorting by things which can be kept in the fridge, the freezer and the pantry, sorting food by food groups. You can work on math tasks like one-to-one correspondence, counting, missing numbers, or order of the numbers, sequencing the numbers. So there are many, many tasks you can work on in these systems. There are lots of tasks you can work on. There are tasks for every age group, starting from a preschool to a high schooler. I hope that this podcast episode has given you tons of ideas to set up an independent work task system for your child. So I hope you like this podcast. If you like this podcast, leave me a review and rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Good Pods. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents. Also, you can reach me on my Instagram handle at Autism Family Story. If you have any suggestions or any topics you would like me to speak on in a future podcast episode. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum. I also have a blog called autismfamilystory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.